Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jim Larrañaga usually joins us on Wednesdays. He's going to be traveling. Jim Larrañaga, the head coach at the University of Miami for their men's basketball team for many years. And he's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We brought him on a day early, talk a little hoops with him, and there he is. What are you doing travel-wise? You're going to see your son? You're going to L.A. to spend Thanksgiving there?
Yeah, I'm going to L.A. I'm going to cheer on the Clippers and get them rolling. I'm going to bring them some good luck.
I'll bring them some plays. bring a chalkboard and a piece of chalk and an eraser. And
I would make hey, you
know, don't be trashing my Clippers now.
Sorry, you laid it up there for me. Who am I not to bounce it back in if I get the opportunity? We're talking about the Heat. So the Heat are 12-6. They're third in the East. Tyler Hero's back. And I asked Crowder and Solana yesterday, this was before they won yesterday, I asked them yesterday, is it time we start having the conversation about the Heat being one of the better teams in the East, one of the best teams in the East? And now with Tyler back, and as Solana mentioned at the beginning of the show, you know, they won a game last night that maybe last year they would have lost, and sometimes that's what makes a good team a great team. So is it too early to start talking about the Heat as being one of the elite teams in the East?
Well, I certainly think they are right now at 12-6 and playing very well. The win last night, when it got tied at 102, I was like, uh-oh. And then you have a player like Tyler Hero in his first game back, goes 12-18, plays a terrific game, makes the game-winning shot. They played like a championship-caliber team. But again, it's November. The season's just getting started. What I loved about last night is they did it without Norman Powell, who's having a career year. And he's playing like one of the top 10 players in the NBA right now. He's scoring the ball so efficiently. So when he and Tyler Hero team up, if they have the great on-court chemistry, that's a huge bonus for Eric Spoelstra and the staff, where they have those two big-time scorers in the same backcourt.
And, Coach, some Solana and me, where we're going after, you know, we argue all day on this show, but he talked about the pace of play, which the Heat are number one in the league pace of play. But then I looked at the top five pace of play teams. The other four teams are below 500. They're not great teams. Like, what do you take from pace of play? Is that an impressive stat to have your team be the number one pace of play team in the league?
Well, only if you're winning. You know, it's not something that pace of play determines whether you win or not. Pace of play is basically how you're utilizing your personnel. If your personnel is suited to that style, like Spo and his staff think the Heat are, then you utilize that to your advantage. If your team, you know, runs up and down the floor and loses, then it's not so great. Do you remember when Paul Westhead ran the system with the Denver Nuggets 30 years ago and he was scoring 140 points and his opponent was scoring 150? Oh, Crowder, you don't know that? You don't know that story?
No. Yeah, Coach, I think I was 9 years old.
Weren't you paying attention to the NBA back then? Come on.
No, sir.
Well, here's the thing. Paul Westhead won a world championship with the Lakers running the system. He had Magic Johnson pushing the ball, and then Pat Riley took over, and it was Lakers Showtime. They now got a TV show called Showtime or something like that about the Lakers' great run in the 80s under Pat Riley. But I think what Spo is doing, his team is suited for that style. He feels very comfortable pushing the ball and scoring before the opponent's defense gets set. Every coach will tell you it's harder to score when the opponent has five defenders back and you have to try to score against a set defense, then if you're in the open court and it's 2-on-1, 3-on-2, 4-on-3, 5-on-4. Once you have the advantage, you want to take advantage of it. If you don't have the advantage and it's 5-on-5, that's a different story. And a lot of those teams that are playing fast that are not as successful as the Heat, it's because their players are just not as good at it right now. That can change over a period of time. Because as I said, it's early in the season. It's still November.
Coach, what about a player like Khalil Ware? We've talked about him already this season. Over his last three games, 20 points in all three games, 20 and 14 rebounds, 20 and 16 rebounds, 20 and 18 rebounds. When do you know that a player who obviously has a ton of talent, when do you know that he's no longer taking a leap to where you can expect that sometimes, but then he'll regress in other games, too. He's emerged. He's arrived. He's officially taken that leap to big-time player.
Yeah, Solana, here's my thought about that. He was in the starting lineup. Was he in the start lineup all three games?
Yes.
So maybe the excitement of moving into the starting lineup and thinking, like, I got to earn that spot and keep it for the rest of the year. And he's playing with Bam. So, you know, we're trying to figure out if that combination is going to actually work in the long run. Obviously, winning a close game like last night is a tremendous sign. But if he starts to be too happy with himself and his production slips, then the question comes in, should we move him back to the bench and make him earn that playing time a second time? Hopefully, Khalil is getting old enough, experienced enough, confident enough, and is competitive enough to make that starting role his and only his for the rest of the season.
So I just want to see if I have this correct, Coach Larrañaga. If your team, if you were coaching the Heat and you're 12-6 and your style of play is working perfectly the way that you thought, and obviously you're hoping, like you said, that Norman Powell and Tyler Hero will coexist as, you know, superstars can. You wouldn't have a moment in your office by yourself saying, hey, man, I know it's only November. I think I got something here. Or you would literally be, hey, early, I'm not thinking success yet. I got it. And I understand you got a long season to play, but you wouldn't start having those thoughts of everything I thought that this team was going to be during the offseason as we prepared for the season. Everything I thought is coming true. I think I got it.
Hawk, you're amazing. You want coaches to look into their crystal ball and figure out the way they're going to be playing in April, May, and June. Coaches tend to look at it one day at a time, one game at a time.
No, but do they really do it is my question.
Well, you obviously feel better after wins when you're on a little bit of a winning streak. You feel good that you're doing the right thing, because if you lost three in a row, you'd be saying to yourself, what adjustments do we have to make? Do we have to consider slowing things down? Or do we have to consider changing the lineup, changing our defense, whatever your thoughts are? But it's really in the present. You don't want to get too far ahead of you, and you don't want to look back too far. You want to really examine what is going on, what's working for you, and what's not working for you so well.
And but even, what's the OKC head coach's name? Like, he has to be comfortable right now, coach. He's by far has the best
one
team.
Loss.
Yeah, they have one loss, coach. They just won a championship. Like, he can't be panicking on a Tuesday before a game. He's the best team in the world.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. And prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Those young teams, they still have a lot of energy. You know, the older teams, those guys have to motivate themselves. They've been playing for 10, 12 years. A little bit more difficult to keep yourself ready game after game. These young teams, like, look what the Pistons are doing. They're young and enthusiastic, and I'm starting to see. You know, I'm big on Instagram, and they're starting to show offensive clips of the Detroit Pistons, clips of plays that they're running to get Cade Cunningham going. How about the kid who no one drafted? What the heck's his name? Who's now in the start lineup for the Pistons? You guys know who I'm talking about?
You talking about Duncan Robinson?
No. This kid was undrafted. He was not.
Jalen Duren?
What is it?
Jalen Duren?
No, Jalen Duren was a lottery pick. Come on.
Isaiah Stewart. Guys, I mean,
at least I got Duncan. He wasn't drafted. At least I got half the question right.
No, this guy's name is Jenkins. Dennis Jenkins. He wasn't drafted.
Oh, DJ.
And he's now starting and averaging like 17-9 for the Pistons. He wasn't even drafted. They have found a diamond in the rough. They've inserted him, given him more and more playing time. Initially, he was coming in off the bench. Now he's starting, and he's doing a fantastic job. You know, with teams, you always are looking for those players who step up to fill a role, much like Duncan Robinson did for the Heat. You know, those guys who come in off the bench and light it up for you. This guy has done it. Now they've moved him into the starting lineup. And I'm looking at his stats right now. He's killing it. He's shooting 51% from the field, 46% from three, and having a heck of a year.
I may have to start betting some over-unders on him. Maybe Vegas hasn't caught up to Coach L on this one. Let me ask you a question before we run out of time here, because Thanksgiving's coming up on Thursday. The Hurricanes play BYU. I think they're ranked 9th in the country on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. It's some invitational. And so it's a 5 p.m. Thanksgiving Day start. Did you like playing in those holiday tournaments, or was that more of just, hey, it's a casualty of the business? Like, did you look forward to a Thanksgiving tournament where, you know, you can't do a traditional Thanksgiving with your family, or did you love that part of it?
Well, first of all, I'm very excited to see our Miami Hurricanes team go up against BYU. I think that'll be a fabulous game. And again, another way for Jay Lucas and his staff to evaluate their team. As far as my experience, I loved it when we won. I hated it when we lost. That was very, very simple. We played some great games, some great teams during the holidays, and a lot of them were ESPN events. I like those ESPN events. They were all on TV. Families could plan well in advance to come. So Thanksgiving weekend became a, you know, if you were at home, we'd have Thanksgiving dinner as a team, and then the players would actually go with their families who had arrived in town. When we were on the road, they celebrated with their families. It's these games this weekend are going to be phenomenal. You got so many great college matchups. I'm looking forward to it.
What's the what's your favorite Thanksgiving meal? Like, what's the portion of it that you look forward to the most? We were talking on the air yesterday, really. We're not doing traditional Thanksgiving meals. I don't think any of us on the show, other than Jimmy, although they're doing more than just turkey. Are you standard turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes? And what's your favorite?
My favorite is when my wife is cooking Thanksgiving dinner. I eat a little bit of the turkey meat, but her stuffing and mashed potatoes and gravy are to die for. That's all I want to eat. Second, third helpings of the stuffing and the mashed potatoes. The gravy is awesome. The turkey's just okay, but we won't be doing that this Thursday. We'll be in L.A., and my son and his wife will be preparing the dinner meal.
Hey, Coach, what does your wife put in her stuffing? Because it's just soggy bread to me at my house. Is there something more in that stuffing?
I got no idea, but hey, Crowder, if you were at my house, you'd be at the dinner table for hours eating it. This stuff is so good. It's unbelievable.
Have you suggested to your son, Jay, just bring it in an out burger on Thanksgiving as long as you're out in L.A.?
No. They've got a big dinner planned. I'm just glad that I don't have to fix anything. I'm not a cook. I just eat the meal that it would ever serve to me, and I'm not a big eater. I've told you guys before, I wish I didn't have to eat, that I could just sustain life without eating. That would be right in my wheelhouse.
He doesn't like to eat. He does not like to eat. He's very fit. What did you eat today? What did you eat today?
I had a yogurt for breakfast, and I had soup for lunch. And wow. I had butterscotch soup. It was awful.
Huh. Mm. I mean, Jimmy there, he lives in a Costco
butternut
hot dog.
My wife says butternut squash.
I had a feeling. I had a feeling it was terrible. Butternut squash soup. It was terrible. Did she make it?
What?
Did she make it?
She made it at Publix.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't her recipe. She just picked it up.
Yeah, no, she just
bought
it off the shelf.
So just a cup of hot soup for lunch, huh?
Yeah, that
no
was
bread?
It.
No bread? Mm. To dip the bread into the soup?
No, I did have some saltine crackers, but not many.
Mm.
I eat more junk. I like ice cream and cookies and candy.
I had avocado toast today. That's all I've had. Avocado toast and a cappuccino. Gosh. You never had avocado toast?
No, I don't eat avocado.
Oh, Coach, I got to get you up to Boca. You and I, we're going to go to Italiano. It's a little market right downstairs. We're going to have an avocado toast and a cappuccino, and we're going to talk about Josh Giddey and Matas Buzelis.
Josh Giddey's playing very well.
Very well. Very well. Hit the over last night, 20 and a half. All right, we love you, Coach. safe travels to L.A.
Thanks, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and we'll talk to you next week.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.